picture? You laughing now?
He's not a monster. He's a great guy who worked for us for many, many years.
Cut him off.
You ought to be grateful I can still afford to pay your salary.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
I'll send you a nice box of Christmas meat. Best I can do. Get out of here.
And you can do anything, right?
Check out the big brain on Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, who is here to do movies for us here on The Takeaway without Kristen Meinzer.
I know, without my old partner. She's sorry to see her go.
Gone off to another high-profile place in the media. We wish her well, of course. Let's begin with the movies this week. The Forest. Let's hear a clip.
People sometimes see things in the forest. Important to remember. If you see anything bad, anything strange, it is not real.
What is this, realism? Is this a fable? Is this a kid's movie?
Well, it's set in a real place. It's a forest in Japan. It's at the base of Mount Fuji. It's a forest where people go to commit suicide. Real place.
Oh, that's right. I do know about this.
Yeah, sort of famous. And a young woman named Jess goes into the forest to try to find her twin sister. Natalie Dormer plays both Jess and Sarah, the two twins. So, you know, you go into this forest and it starts to play tricks on your mind and, you know, is what you're seeing real or not? I like the premise. I think it's kind of interesting, but I have to say the acting is not that great, the directing not that great. A lot of very familiar horror film tropes, the scary old crones and the creepy kids singing, all the familiar stuff that you've seen doesn't really work that well.
45 Years is now believed in some of the reviews to be a masterpiece. Charlotte Rampling, Tom Courtney. Let's hear a clip.
All I want now is for you to just come to the party tomorrow.
Of course I'm going to come.
And I really need you to want to be there.
Yes, I do want to be there.
Because it's one thing me knowing I haven't been enough for you. It's something altogether different that everyone else feels it too.
So this is about a marriage being tested, even though it makes it to the 45th year.
Yes, it's on the eve of their anniversary there, and Jeff, played by Tom Courtney, gets a letter saying that his old girlfriend from years and years ago when he was a young hippie backpacker type, that her body has been found. She fell to her death in a hiking accident, and her body has finally been found. This was not a secret that from Kate, played by Charlotte Rampling, but somehow the news of this old ghost, comes back and starts to cause Kate to question the validity of their marriage after all this time. It's an amazing, amazing film. Very quiet, very hushed film. Charlotte Rampling's extraordinary. Tom Courtney is fantastic. You know, those two have never been on screen before, ever, after all these years. This is their first time. It's a wonderful, wonderful film.
And the premise is a little bit like The Dead, the James Joyce story, where a memory ignites an entire reexamination of a whole life.
This is based on a short story, not Joyce, but by an author named David Constantine, who read about someone who was trapped in the ice for all these years, and the retreating ice due to climate change freed the body, perfectly preserved. So there's a little bit of that to it as well.
Rafer Guzman, we're going to end this segment on a business story. Star Wars is a huge behemoth in the movie world, but maybe less than meets the eye.
Maybe a little bit less. People are talking about whether or not it can beat Avatar for the all-time record. So Avatar, $2.78 billion. Pretty extraordinary when you think of that. That's worldwide. Star Wars at this point, $1.58. So quite an uphill climb. It hasn't opened up yet in China, which will be the sort of the last stage of success for it. But, you know, I think when you go back and look at all these films that we know as classics, those films have still outpaced actual ticket sales of Star Wars so far, domestically at least, about 88 million actual tickets at this point.
And Titanic, 128 million, E.T., 131 million, Sound of Music, 142 million tickets, and
That's
even the original Star Wars, 143. What's the big ticket seller?
The biggest one, the top one still after all these years, 200 million tickets sold. Here it is.
I'm going to marry Melanie.
But you can't, not if you care for me.
Oh, my dear, why must you make me say things that will hurt you?
Oh, Ashley, we're Gone with the Wind.
1939, still the top number one for actual tickets sold.
Thanks. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
You too, John.